producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Today's program features Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn Roberta complaining, Jennifer laughing. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. He's looking at those red lights, the green lights, the yellow lights.
Those are pretty. It's
like Christmas. Don't press that blue one over there, though, Rich.
And Kenny Kessler, who's monitoring social media for us. Facebook.
Bagging groceries. Who's bagging groceries?
That'd be Roberta. Whenever there's noise like that, that would be Roberta. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I'm
you want
here.
The blue button, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Here's
yeah.
the blue button.
Governor Chris Christie said in an interview yesterday that New Jersey would not accept Syrian refugees, which is too bad because Syrian refugees would be the first people ever to arrive in New Jersey and say, hey, this is much better.
That's the blue button.
Gotta love it.
There we go.
Oh,
all right, so the state of the oil industry and how cars and industry in general are propelled. The people who are wondering about what's going on in the Middle East, the oil that's coming out of the ground there, the competition with American oil and the Venezuelan oil and the Mexican oil. There is so much oil. As a matter of fact, if you were to take a trip, Roberta's now living in Louisiana. You go, if you headed west, you go down the end of the mouth of the Mississippi River.
Oh, my goodness. There are tens of thousands of oil rigs out in the Gulf of Mexico.
And
it's alarming.
There is, and with them, on an average, the basis for this number is a 24-hour period. There are 40 tankers waiting in line to load the crude oil that's coming from that area. This is an amazing, and by the way, the same scene is playing off the coast of Singapore and off the coast of China, the Persian Gulf. There is no logjam. As a matter of fact, some people are, and I don't know that these people are in the know, but because there is so much oil and there is demand falling everywhere, some people think that the price is going to go down another $10 a barrel. So the average price for gasoline has gone up a little bit in the last week or so. The average is $2.19. I still have some $1.99 gasoline around where I am, but I've noticed it going up a couple of points.
$1.79.
Where you are. Yeah. Well, that's because it's all right there. The refineries are there.
Yeah.
They don't have to pay for transportation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What about you, Kenny and Jen? What are you paying for gas on the West Coast?
I feel like it was under like $2.90. I know that the gas guy was all excited for me the other day because I paid for gas and I used my rewards card and I had some points, so I paid like $2.50. He's like, that's great to pay $2.50 for gas. Oh my, he was like going bananas about how good that was.
Wow, super. Kenny, well, same probably where you are. It doesn't make much difference in California. The price is all pretty much the same.
Yeah, I pulled in the station so excited because it said $2.77, but that was the cash price,
so
it was actually $2.87.
Yeah, with a card. Richie, what are you paying for gas in the mid-central states?
You know what? I don't know, Doug. I want to say,
Rich.
Yeah, because
you're walking to work these days?
No, I was in California all the way, Oregon and California, where I paid like $2.30 and $2.70.
That was good.
And then, so I haven't filled up my car in a couple weeks here.
All right. So the average price this year versus last year in this same week, 74 cents below the price. The national average price this week is 74 cents below the national average price a year ago. And that's because the Russians are keep pumping, the Saudi Arabians keep pumping, the Persian Gulf states are keeping up, and the demand and growth in China has pretty much stopped because their commodity business and their manufacturing business is, I mean, it isn't destroyed, but it certainly isn't what it was. So there's a real slowdown over there. So there is a stockpile of 3 billion barrels of oil at the moment around the world. 3 billion barrels of crude oil, which is about a month's worth of production, and at the rate we're using it, about a month and 10 days worth. So every month they're producing more oil, and the backlog is getting bigger. A year ago at this time, there wasn't enough oil for a week. There was, we were that close to use versus demand, and now it's a month. This is a massive cushion, and that's why the price of oil has reached about $40 a barrel. And again, a year ago at this time. So let's think about it this way. A year ago at this time, the price was about $100 a barrel. So it was down to 40. That means it's 60% lower than it was. What we're paying at the pump is 73 cents on that. Well, do you realize how badly we're getting screwed?
Sure.
Really and truly, how much, when you look at the profits at the end of the year for the big major oil companies, they're going to be astronomical because they're paying so little. Still, the price, they have to bring the price down because competition is going to bring the price down at the pump. But still, if you figure it's 60% less what they're paying to buy the oil and to produce the gasoline from it, and we were paying 74 cents a gallon. Do the math. 74 cents on top of, what did I say? It was 219, right? Isn't that what I said? Yeah, it was. So that's $2.93. So 293 was the average a year ago. 219 now. So how does that, 60% of 293, if you take and make it easy, a buck and a half, it would be half. If you, even the price of gasoline for them still to make a lot of money ought to be about $1.50 a gallon. And we're up, we're still way over for the average, over $2 a gallon. So why is that? It's because we are silly enough to keep using this stuff. But there is there's a change here, and you can see it in the cars that we're driving and the amount of mileage that we're driving and the way, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the EPA, but some of the things that have been required by the EPA to clean up air in places like the Los Angeles Basin, you can see the result of that. Is that because of cars? To a point. Is that because of industry? To a point. There are all kinds of things that went in together, and the state of California just figured, hey, Los Angeles is our biggest attraction. We better clean it up. So it wasn't so much the feds as it was the state cleaning up California. And so it's much easier when you go, when you actually land in Los Angeles now, you can see the airport. Which when I first started, we couldn't see the airport.
Yeah, it's a huge.
You don't have that yellow haze anymore.
No, there used to be. You could see four layers.
Yellow.
You could actually see four layers when you would land.
Used to land.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So anyway, let's see. ARCO Petroleum building a giant position in Texas shale fields. Oil shale is sand with oil in it. And they pick up, they figured out a way of getting the oil out of the shale, out of the sand.
Can I ask a question? If it's sand with oil in it, why wouldn't we call it shoil instead of shale?
You know, that's a very good question. I don't know how to answer.
Who was the dummy behind that?
I don't know. Should we take that under advisement?
Please.
Let's send it along to our official group.
She's such a scientist.
And she is, isn't she? Very impressive.
Yep. Love it. Love it.
All right. It's 15 past the hour. Some more things relating to your car in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Granger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Granger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Granger. Simple. Simple. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. Right now, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 50% off. Plus, Vistaprint's collection of personalized one-of-a-kind gifts is also up to 50% off. Hurry, offer ends soon. To get this incredible deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code CARD50 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code CARD50.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2244, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2244.
Know-how. You'll do anything to keep your phone alive, like fashioning an adapter from a hairpin and some used gum. Or get the Blue Fuel Portable Power Bank at Napa for only $18.99. Two full battery charges for your phone for one low price. For $18.99, the Portable Power Bank will keep your phone fully charged. No hairpins or chewing gum required. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 12/31/15.
All right, it's 17 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer.
Hello.
And Kenny and Richie and Roberta. So if you're a taxi owner in New York, Roberta, this is...
You probably smell like pickles.
Well, the taxi commission is suing Uber, and they told the judge yesterday the reason they're suing them is because Uber is destroying their business and threatening their livelihoods. They actually had the stupidity and the balsam to tell the judge that the number of Uber riders has increased by almost 4 million in the past year. The number of cab pickups fell by almost the same number.
How embarrassing to complain. They're doing my business. Why don't they fix their business? Why don't they fix the cab business?
I find this almost incredulous that these people are that stupid.
You know,
it's politics.
When I just went to Dulles Airport, I got a ride from a cab driver.
Oh.
And we were asking him, we were talking, just he and I were just kind of chatting on the 15-minute ride about Uber. And he said, I used to do Uber, but it's not a good deal if you're a full-time driver because of the wear and tear on your car. He goes, if you're just a part-time driver, Uber is great, but I need somebody to take care of the brakes, the transmission.
The person riding doesn't care about that stuff. They just want to know how much it costs to clean the car.
A perspective from a guy who tried it and just like...
Do you want to know why Uber is getting under everybody's skin? Because they're smart marketers. They are today announcing they will provide Uber Health on-demand service, delivering wellness packs in addition to registered nurses who can give you flu shots. The Uber people, I saw this article in Huffington Post today, they have a wellness pack, a water bottle, recyclable tote bag, tissues, hand sanitizer, and a lollipop if you're sick. When you're riding in an Uber cab, if you got a cold, they'll give you that. But they're offering to give you flu shots.
Traveling. They also puppy Uber, too, which I think is great.
What's puppy Uber?
Puppy and kitty Uber, where they have their car filled with kittens and puppies, and you can go and pay Uber to come bring the car full of kittens to you for 30 minutes.
Really?
How fun is that? You can play with kittens.
That's got to smell nice.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who would want to sit in that?
Kitties.
Well, but you see, they're smart marketers. That's what marketing today is, the key to everybody's success.
How much would someone need to pay you to put 30 kitties in your car?
I'd pay them, Rich. Are you kidding? I would pay them.
Not enough money in the world.
No kidding. I would drive my car off a cliff if it had 30 cats in it.
Really?
Sounds like society.
See if we can find 30 cats for Rich's car. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is from a pilot named Mike Wagner. Now, I'm going to play, or Richie actually, to be technically correct, I'm going to play you some audio from this video. Mr. Wagner is a private pilot, and he finds that he and his co-workers sit around all day waiting for the flight to begin. He's the private pilot. They are on call, if you will. So he decided to use his time and make a music video, which is a parody of the classic Beach Boys song, I Get Around, but instead it's called I Sit Around.
Gotta watch this. I'm gonna find a place to hang that's really sweet. But crew and me always answer our phones. Yeah, the future looks nowhere and they leave us alone. Cause it can't be beat. Though we don't even mind in a little seat.
So, what a lot of people don't know about these pilots is that they fly for different airlines, the NetJets, the BizJet, they're all these private outfits. Some of them have their own planes that they hire out. And I'll tell you something, if I had the money, this is the only way I would fly. I would never get on another commercial jetliner in my life. I would pay, you can pay a monthly fee for these things and partner with somebody. And, you know, if you do a lot of
crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. I would do this rather than you can pay certain fees. I'm going to start traveling a lot more than I have. Usually in the wintertime I travel a lot, but I'm going to start this next year and go.
The names to Buddy Holly, Stevie Ray.
Ah, but they're not. They were in the trash can planes.
Stewart.
These new planes that they have. These
Otis
private
Redding.
Planes.
Otis Redding.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm dead, I guess.
Those things you talk about, those no. Airbus crap cans,
yeah,
you're
they are
dead when you step in one of these.
No, I'm not.
And here's
no.
also an idea: don't build your own aircraft.
No,
yeah, like John Denver.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
John Denver.
Yeah, you all are sounding very foolish now.
Of name, like, and you're on like the radio or musician, you're dead when you get in one of these.
My boss got his own plane. He's had his own plane for 15, 16 years.
And look at him.
They're gonna get him.
No, I think that there are those new planes. A lot of them are being made by the bigger manufacturer. Brer is making private planes now, even Boeing, but they're big. They're using a mock off of a 737 to make private planes. That's the kind of stuff that Trump or somebody like that would
buy. Not me, dude.
But I find
I get on an airplane and I scout the other people on the airplane. I'm looking for a nun.
Next to
nun?
Yeah, like kids who you know are looking for adopted parents, stuff like that. I want stories. I want good people.
I'm looking to sit in the seat, have a meal, and look at some movies and TV shows.
Please stop
and leave me alone.
Really.
That's why I say what I do. I don't want
I'm
anybody.
I'm looking for empty rows.
Yeah. Well, if you're fortunate, you can get a seat with a view and a meal. And go to sleep. Or the only person I want to sit next to and talk to is Meredith. I don't want to talk to any of these other people.
That's just rude.
Why? I don't.
What about us? What if we flew together? You won't sit with us?
Well, when I flew with you,
remember we both wanted aisles, so you sat in front of me. I saved you a seat, remember?
I do remember that.
Right. It was boring to fly.
And you were reading, like, Cow Fancy.
I am very boring. I am absolutely boring to fly this year.
It was reading Cow Fancy.
28 past
Cow
the hour.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A self-described psychic from Texas is suing the governor of New York for reward money that was offered during a high-profile manhunt last summer. In June, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that the state would pay $100,000 to anyone who provided information leading to the capture of two inmates who had escaped from a prison in upstate New York. The psychic claims he called the governor's office after that and provided information that helped locate the men. But in a rambling 31-page lawsuit, he can only point to vague opinions he gave, such as the inmates separating at some point, and that the police were walking right by them. Let's be fair, I'm not usually one to make predictions, but there is one thing I can foretell in this case with absolute certainty. The taxpayers of New York are going to have to pay to defend this ridiculous lawsuit. A judge has allowed the case to proceed without requiring the man to pay the usual filing fee because, and I quote, the plaintiff has only about $80 in his bank account. Learn more. Visit our website at CenterForAmericaTV.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, plus Rich McFadden in Washington. Our controls are being handily watched. And I say watch, that doesn't mean he's doing anything. Well, he's just right. You know, watching them.
That's right.
Kenny Kessler.
Five screens, no waiting.
Is in charge of research, and he's found out some interesting things about these anonymous hackers. It appears that they have taken down already over 5,000 Twitter accounts that are related to ISIM. ISIS apparently started it, or ISIM started it, by calling them idiots. So...
ISIS started it by attacking France, and then Anonymous said, it's on. We are at total war with ISIS, and we're coming after you. And to which ISIS said, who cares, you're a bunch of idiots.
Right.
To which Anonymous said, no problem.
Watch us.
We just shut off 5,500 of your Twitter accounts. And oh, by the way, here's the address of an ISIS European recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
Go get him.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something.
If Anonymous is coming after them, I think Anonymous could do more damage to ISIS than all the bombing can do to them.
Yeah. Good.
I think Anonymous can really do some damage here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Serious damage.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Go for it, Anonymous.
All right, so those of you who are not worried about traveling for Thanksgiving, which, by the way, is a week away, Thanksgiving a week. The most traveled week of the year during the holiday weekend, almost 50 million Americans are going to travel 50 miles or more, the highest number since 2007, since before the recession. Things are turning around for people. At least they'll spend a little dough, go on a trip. And so we're back to this fascinating discussion about what will happen Thanksgiving 2027 when the roadways are filled with self-driving cars. Will that take the fun out of you going to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving? It really is. I'm not sure we're contemplating this as much as we might. We had a poll at DougStephan.com overnight. What do you think about self-driving cars? I thought the results were interesting. 33% said, I don't like the idea of giving up control. That would have been me. 23% said, I'm still waiting for flying cars. That would have been Roberta. Let's see here. 16% said, I might use it occasionally like cruise control. 15%, I might try it after they work the bugs out. 13% of you said, awesome. I can't wait to get one. I think most people don't even begin to understand what these cars are all about. The car show season has kicked off. The LA Auto Show is going on right now. And if you look at some of the cars that were on display on Tuesday, the number of cars that are aimed at self-driving. This is the hot topic. Self-driving car technology. The show opened to the public with models being introduced. Mercedes-Benz has one. Mitsubishi has one. Volvo
technology.
They have an SUV that drives itself now. We had that story at DougStephan.com
Volvo
a while ago.
Volvo is claiming that by the year 2020, nobody should be killed or seriously injured in a Volvo automobile because of their anti-accident technology.
Well, it's all going to be computerized, so it's great if it works, but what happens if there's a problem with the technology? The car just stops, you don't go anywhere.
At this point, what it is cameras and radar on your bumpers.
Yeah, we have those now.
That will first warn you and then take over if you don't react in time.
When I back up in my Rover, I can see what's behind me.
Yeah, but you don't have it on your front bumper that
I have a beep, beep, beep on my front bumper.
Do you? Does it hit the brakes for you?
No, it doesn't hit the brakes.
Okay, that's what's next.
Yeah. So it'll automatically stop me.
Yeah. So, well, what it does is that if you get too close to the car in front of you, it starts beeping. And there have been two instances where it prevented me from having an accident.
What happens if it stops you too quickly and there's somebody behind you that's too close to you? What happens then?
Yeah, I mean, this way we can all stare down at our phones and not have to look up until we hear the beeps. That's great.
Sorry, I'd rather be driving and looking at the scenery, thanks.
Yeah. Well, I was looking in the rearview mirror.
This whole discussion this week has been a focus because of the Google self-driving car being pulled over for driving too slowly. It was driving 24 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. And everybody's, And then, by the way, the operator, whoever it was, see, I haven't gotten to the bottom of who actually got the ticket yet. The operator was cited as violating code 22400 of the California vehicle laws.
There's an operator in the car. He's just not driving it. So he got the ticket.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. These Google cars.
By the way, they're weird looking, these things.
Right. They're small little VW Beetle type looking things. They are not autonomous 100%. There's somebody in the car.
So can you give a ticket? I've forgotten whether you can get a ticket for driving too slowly. I know you can on the
freeway. Oh, yeah, you can.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's dangerous on the freeway if you're driving too slowly. Mm. It's absolutely dangerous.
Yeah.
Get out of my way. We're going to kill somebody.
Okay. Look out for Richie. He's coming. He's coming.
Oh, you won't have to look out for me. I'll fly by you.
Really?
Yes.
I think it takes all the fun out of them. Ford, by the way, Richie, you were talking about Volvo. Ford is testing a self-driving car in Michigan in that fake city. They have a fake metropolis in Ann Arbor. So they built a city to test the car without it really being a city. Well, there's nobody around. It's like a set in the back lot of Paramount. That's what they built so that they could test these cars in a situation where there was traffic, where there were buildings, that sort of thing. But it's not a real city. It's one that they built. It's like a testing track. You go out near that place I used to own in Arizona.
Right,
the Ford track is like 30,000 acres, and they drive. They do everything. They roll the cars over. They crash them into trees, run them into other cars.
I love that job.
They do whatever. It's like a demolition derby to see what the cars can take. They floor it. They put the engines out. Don't put any oil in them to see how long it takes to blow out the engine. You know.
Great job there.
That's the ultimate guy job. You realize that?
No. oil in a transmission. Let's see how long my new transmissions can last without any oil in them.
If
how long
can the rear end last? Music videos at the same time you do that job.
Perfect, right?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. That's really, though, it's called M City. And it's named after Michigan City, but it's not Michigan. So they have, it is Michigan, but it's not Michigan City, Michigan. Like Indiana, what is it, Michigan City, Indiana? Is Michigan City, Michigan, or Michigan City, Indiana? But would you, meanwhile, back to the testing areas, where wouldn't it be better to test these cars where there are seasons, like so they can be tested in the bad weather months? I want to know this car's driving. What happens? You heard me. I hope if you didn't hear me, I'll send you to hour number 4, I think, today in the archives at DougStephan.com. I told a story about being in an accident in Denver during a snowstorm. So how do these cars deal with that situation? How can they, I was, to sort of retell the story quickly, there was a FedEx truck that had jackknifed in front of me in a snowstorm on the interstate going through Denver. And so I was in a budget rental truck, and I slowed down and couldn't stop because I was hit in the back by somebody who pushed my rear end around. And so I ended up running into the FedEx truck. But how do you, if I'm not driving the truck or the car, or the guy in the FedEx truck isn't driving, how do you deal with a situation like that and in bad weather? Honestly, I don't even begin to understand how a computer could get you out of that kind of situation. Am I asking a question that makes some sense?
I'm sure they're testing this.
Human beings?
They have to have something.
No, they're testing it, but also a computer would be able to pick up how the car is spinning, the rate that it's spinning, and be able to counteract that, to correct it much faster than a human can, or most of us really
don't
know.
Yeah, but you don't know what the scenario is. You're not looking around at all the things you can see. Yeah, it's going to stop it, that's all.
No, I think it's also going to correct the course of the car.
How do you do that with sliding in a way that you can't predict where it's going to go?
The computer will... You'd be surprised what they can do. The computer will be able to see what it is. It's just like anti-lock brakes.
What is
think about how anti-lock brakes...
It's so scary to hand over control, isn't
Kenny,
it?
Kenny, weren't we talking today about a... wasn't there a story that we did earlier on about a robot or a robot taking a test, an SAT test?
Stephen Colbert.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. So Colbert was talking about this robot that took an SAT test.
It's hard to tell who are the people and who are the robots. Mm. That's how fast the robots are progressing. Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I sincerely fear the eventual enslavement of the human race by the metal men. I know what you're saying. Oh, they'd never do that. And it's only getting worse because there's shocking news out of Japan. Robot designers have now created an artificial intelligence robot that recently passed Japan's standardized college entrance exam. It's like their SATs. Okay, so this thing's going to college. The only silver lining is that there might be a chance now to avoid a robot uprising, because after earning a Bachelor of Arts in medieval French literature, the robots will not be able to enslave us because they'll be too busy paying off their student loans.
All right. Here's a way for you to help the way you look. Roberta's all about looking. She wants to take advantage of what we have with Super Beats. Well, here you go, Roberta. This is the story with Genucel.
I want some of this, too. I've used this. It's great stuff. I want some more of it.
She's all about the freebies.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
good stuff. I've used the Genucel. It's fabulous.
800.
There's a number for that.
543-9262. Roberta didn't get all the money she's got, Richie, by spending it all. She's got to save a little here and save a little there. 800-543-9262. You heard what Roberta said. It's great stuff, and it works.
Great stuff.
Now, I might tell you what it does. It's supposed to be good for getting rid of the lines around your eyes, the bags, the puffiness.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new product that they have. It's called the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment that comes along with Genucel. Does, as you might expect, get rid of the dark circles under your eyes. So get two products for the price of one, Genucel and Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, so your eyes will look as fantastic as you want them to. So you look really good when you visit Thanksgiving. I'm with the rest of your family. Hey, how you doing? Hey, you look great. What's going on with you? I can't put my finger on it. And you can say, it's all about the eyes, Max. 800-543-9262. This is a great offer. Platinum Dark Circle Treatment free when you order Genucel for 3 months at 800-543-9262.
got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. And great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Military Order of the Purple Heart, made up of veterans who have received the Purple Heart Medal, was congressionally chartered in 1958. The Purple Heart Foundation, its fundraising arm, supports a number of programs and services dedicated to helping all veterans and their families. One way that we can honor the sacrifice that military vets made for our country is to help the foundation assist veterans and their families. Retired Vietnam veteran and chairman of the board for the Purple Heart Foundation, Jeff Roy.
The Purple Heart Foundation assists all veterans and their families with suicide prevention, support for brain injuries, counseling for post-traumatic stress, and women's health issues, all common challenges for returning veterans. The foundation also provides scholarships, family and VA claim assistance, employment training, medical care, education, housing, and death and burial benefits.
For more information and how you can donate, visit purpleheartfoundation.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
It's 48 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and Roberta and I have been talking on and off about the situation in Paris and where the refugees are coming from and whether or not they ought to come to our country in general. There's an interesting overview of this problem on the Huffington Post today, making a point about refugees not becoming terrorists, and how we have done this in the past. Kenny, you want to synopsize in about 35 seconds what really is here?
Well, there's a lot of fear and a lot of misinformation out there.
Yep.
But none of the ISIS attackers have been refugees. And none of the attacks that have happened in the U.S. have been from refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of, those are the two of the biggest things that, that people seem to be so scared about.
Well, there is the all this fear-based thinking. I can't make up my mind what I really think about this, frankly. I think we do have a rich tradition in allowing and encouraging people to come and settle in our country, but we've had too much bad experience with the illegal immigrants who have just come and sucked our lifeblood. I think a lot of jobs have gone to people that are not interested in America. They come here, they take advantage of what we have that's good, and then they go away. And so I think there's got to be something in all of this that mitigates that concern. And I don't know that we found the formula yet, because there's a lot of suspicion and fear. That's really what it's all about. I noticed that one of the merchandise managers who was with some of the musicians who were on tour was killed in the attacks on Friday. His name is Nick Alexander, and there's a GoFundMe for him that's reached $85,000 wow. to take care of his family in the last 3 days. Pretty interesting. You want to check it out at GoFundMe.com. 51 after on Good Day.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Greg Stephan Good Day program. Time for Tech Talk, or it's Tech Talk time. Greg Stephan is here, technical editor for Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on Chromebit. You know, those things that wealthy people buy for their horses.
I know what a bit is.
Okay. Probably you may be the only. Well, there are a few people listening that might have gotten that. So Greg,
I'm chomping on my bit right now
to get to the real story
to
about
the tech part of this. Yes,
we'll get to that in a moment. Is it the color of the exterior and interior that grabs your attention when
or
shopping?
The motion in the ocean
for a car? How about its engine or its miles per gallon? Brian Osich on what really is driving. Wait till you hear how much the technology interests of people are driving sales of cars today.
The LA Auto Show is underway, and this year, technology is king. Auto Trader's 2015 In-Vehicle Technology Shopper Influence Study finds car buyers care more about smartphone integration and infotainment features than cost and color of the vehicle. Auto Trader Senior Analyst Michelle Krebs says brand loyalty is out the window.
Of those surveyed, 65% said they would switch vehicle brands to have all of the technology features they desired in their next vehicle. Increasingly, consumers surveyed said they want features like Wi-Fi and streaming music services, along with must-haves like cruise control, diagnostic alerts, and USB charging ports.
This puts the pressure on automakers to anticipate and deliver technologies consumers want most.
Our survey found 9 of 10 consumers likely to purchase a vehicle in the next year said they already have or plan to research the latest technologies as they shop for their new vehicle. This is a great opportunity for automakers and consumers to come together and learn more about today's newest technologies.
For more, go to autotrader.com. That's Consumer Focus from AutoTrader.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, Greg Stebbin, let's get to the bottom of this $85 investment in this new Google Chrome bit, a tiny stick that contains a full computer with a rock chip ARM processor. What? 2 GB of RAM. Do I even understand what this
no,
is?
No, you clearly do not understand this.
Well, thank you.
But I'm going to help.
I hope you will help us all.
So this is actually a very useful...
I'm reading the story we have at DougStephan.com, and I still don't understand.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Okay, good.
So there's this trend of essentially putting an entire computer on a little thing about a little bigger than a thumb drive.
Oh, nice.
So in the case of this Google Chrome bit, you plug it into the HDMI port of, let's say, a TV or a monitor, which are clearly not computers, and you have now transformed that TV or monitor into a computer. Now, in this case, you've transformed it into a Chrome-running computer, but there are also devices like ones called the Compute Stick, from Intel that does the same thing, but it actually will turn any TV or monitor into a Windows 10 computer.
Hmm.
So you literally can carry the entire computer in your shirt pocket and move it from place to place, which is a very big idea.
Hmm. Okay. All right. So I don't know why this is a technology item, but we think so much about Amazon and how their business model seems to be built around technology. They are going to extend Black Friday. As a matter of fact, I think that next Wednesday they're starting. How many of these other retailers who was it Black Friday? What's Monday? Isn't Monday
Cyber Monday,
right?
Yes.
So they're a week or two ahead of the curve. Does that make a difference? At this time, they're all looking for cash, it looks like to me.
It's a technology story in that they can get this message out thanks to technology. You know, 20 years ago, we wouldn't have known they were doing it because there was no internet.
Yeah.
And of course, in the case of Amazon and frankly every other retailer today, you may never go near a store. You might just do all of your shopping online.
Mm-hmm.
You can see how that's a threat to the original idea of Black Friday because you sit at home and shop.
Yeah. Okay. The reports from Paris on encryption, using encrypted messages, and that's how they got by local law enforcement. Is this going to be an increasing problem?
Yes, and it's not a surprising problem. I mean, from the day people began to start messaging and then messaging with encrypted messages, many have seen that these kinds of problems would just grow and grow and grow, and that's exactly what's happening.
So it takes a smart person to figure out this encryption stuff, though, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
I would think, man, you're thinking about it. Oh, I don't understand what Chromebit is. Imagine me being in charge of something like that. 59 past.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.